Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change, just rest assured God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Bishop will be up shortly after a couple of announcements here, a few announcements here. But ladies and gentlemen, you better give God some praise for the opportunity to even pray in this nation today. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. As some of y'all know, that some nations don't even have opportunity to pray out loud. They can pray in our nation. We can pray out loud. Or you can pray, and if they think you're praying, in some nations, you could, you know, you could get hurt or even killed in some places. So we just thank God for the opportunity in this nation, the United States of America, to be able to pray to the Lord on demand whenever we want to. That's a pretty good privilege. So we thank God for that privilege today in Jesus' name. So we are praying for you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen, amen. Hope you had a great day. Hope you're having a great day, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you on the East Coast, West Coast, I should say, it's still a little early out there, about 3 hours early. So we hope you're enjoying the day out there. But God bless you so much. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. Hey, the number, I want you guys to tweet out. You've been tweeting out, faxing out, email, Instagram, specifically email and texting, and of course, our wonderful Facebook as well, 347-843-4559. The call-in number, if you have a prayer request for you, your family, or anybody you want, ladies and gentlemen, pray. Everybody needs prayer. 347-843-4559 is the number. Put yourself in queue. Just hit *1, and when the time comes up, we'll take your prayer request and have Bishop pray over those as he is led in Jesus' name. The number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. One more time, 347-843-4559. Let me give that number again. It's too excited here. 347-843-4559. Hey, also to our scripture for tonight, coming up shortly here is Psalms 71. We encourage everybody to read the entire chapter, Psalm 71, verses 1 through 15, that Bishop gave us tonight to share with you. And also, too, we're going to have the awesome and wonderful Minister Tamika is going to come on a little later on, I believe, and share some words of wisdom with you as well after Bishop prays. So we thank God for you. But once again, we do want to be sensitive to the prayer request today. So if you do have a prayer request, just hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone if you'd like to share that, and that'll put you in queue. And we'll share that with Bishop as we move forward. Amen. All right, thank God for another day, and let's give God a hand clap of praise for his word as I start reading the word of God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope you're all excited. Only thing keeping the whole planet and universe together is the word of the Lord. So we thank God for his word. Amen. Psalm 71, 1 through 15, and it reads, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." Oh, let me read that one again. "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. "Deliver me in thy righteousness, which cause me to escape. Incline my ear unto me and save me." Amen. "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given the commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress." Amen. "Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth." Amen. "By thee have I spoken, have I holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels, and praise shall be continually of thee." Amen. "I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor and with all day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Pursue, persecute, and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them that confounded and consumed that are the adversaries to my soul, let them be covered with a reproach and dishonored that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise thee more and more." Amen. And verse 15, ladies and gentlemen, of Psalm 71, 1 through 15, verse 15 reads, "My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof." Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, just read for you Psalm 71, verses 1 through 15. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for his wonderful, wonderful, mighty word. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We believe that everybody on the planet needs prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, would you put your hands together for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw, as we open up his mic. God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you. Jesus, we praise your name. We lift you up because you are God. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are our refuge, our present help in time of trouble. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And we thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness, your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your everlasting love, God. We thank you for your eternal grace and mercy. We thank you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you once again for another day that we've never seen before, another opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you tonight, Almighty God. We glorify you for all that you've done, Lord, and we thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Lord, because your word have a mission, your word have an assignment, God, and we thank you right now that, God, your word is only an assignment that you have sent it out, God, and it will fulfill, it will complete the mission. And Father, we thank you that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of stronghold and casting out imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pulling into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you tonight, oh God. We glorify you for your goodness because you said in your word, say, Lord, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then you would hear from heaven and you will forgive our sin and heal our land. Father, we need you as never before. We need your direction, Lord. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you for the prayer warriors all over this world. We thank you for the men and women of God. We thank you for those that know you, God, that crying out for the world. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, God, that you have your angels on assignment and no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. And Father God, we thank you for your word. That he that dwelleth in the secret place abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we thank you that we are in your hands. You have us protected and you have us covered under your blood. We praise you for it tonight. We thank you, God, for families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're healing those that are afflicted. Father, we thank you for you was wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity, the chest of our peace was on it. But with your stripes, we are healed. We were healed. We are healed. I thank you for the healing power. Yes, I go run the asundo. We thank you, Lord, Moshiko run the asap. Father God, in the most handy koromose. Father, my condo see a la mose. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, God. We thank you, God, that you're healing those that are sick by COVID-19. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you're canceling that assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. COVID-19, in the name of Jesus, come subject to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we'll call Rusty, commanded our soul. Father God, your son, the Lord, will call. We have seen Mekondo, son, the Lebeko. Lord, you said in your word, these signs shall follow them that believe, that lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, Loboche. Father God, we thank you, Lord, Shatiko Dosa. We thank you, God, for the healing of Santoro Lamosa. We thank you, you're healing them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, you're delivering them in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, God, you're making them whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. You're living in Mosheko Randala Moshe. You are Samadiko no Sandere Bekono. Father God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, God, and you said your word, oh God. Your word heals them in the name of Jesus. Your word heals and delivers, God. We thank you, Lamo Sakamosate. This is the day that Sandra Rokoba, you have made Abakondosia. You made this day. You created this day. God, I'm Oshakandirasia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that lives are being changed, lives are being healed, lives are being delivered in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for families. God, Samorasika Mandira Esano. Father, we thank you. You're strengthening families tonight. You're encouraging families tonight, God. You're healing children and men and women tonight, God. We thank you, God, in an opo sakana mosi. We thank you for the body of Christ. Father, we thank you for the miracles of Sando. God, you manifest yourself in a greater way, Lord. You manifested yourself in a mighty way, God. Lord, we thank you for the miracles, God, that's happening even now. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God. We intercede for that person that has been attacked by this disease, oh God. We thank you, God, about breathing to that nostrils, oh Bosata. Breathe into that nostrils of life, oh Bosata. Yes, bring them out of that coma, oh Bosata. Bring them out of the Mokondela, oh Bosata. Out of the Kondela, oh Bosita, oh Boko. Father God, bring them out, God. Bring them out. Raise them up on that sick bed, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Akondo, where the people can't go in the hospital to see their loved ones, God. But you're there, God. You're watching. You're seeing everything, God. You're seeing the crooked and the straight, of Akame. Father God, in the name of Jesus, blood of Akondo, see. Heal of Akondo, heal of Akende, heal of Akande, heal of Akondo, Father, we thank you tonight for healing, God. We thank you for restoration, oh God. We thank you, Father, we thank you, God. Comfort those that are Lavasika, comfort those that Nico Rasandea, comfort us, Sunday, Ko Rasatalaba. Let us not be weary in well doing, because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God, I'm going to say, your word about Sika no Rasa, your word about Sindere Lebekoa. Your word is me a seed in the Your word is eternal, Mokota. Your word is everlasting, me a Sata. Father, we come to Sandia, son. We trust in you, Lord. We lead on you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. Now, faith in the suffering of things, hope for the evidence of pain, not thieves. Father, we thank you for pastors, oh God, all over this world. We thank you for pastors. You encourage their hearts, God. You strengthen them, oh God. Look on the congregations, oh God. Oh, Sunday, oh Russell, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm a seeker of the most shaken. God, in the name of Jesus, manifest yourself in this season and in this time. Lord God, no more seek out of the most. Although they may not be able to congregate together, God, but let them know that you are of our seeker. You'll never leave us, nor forsake us, but you're always with us. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you. This is the confidence that we have in you. We ask anything according to your will. We know that you hear with us, God. We know that Sunday, oh God, that they have seen that a lot we got more Sunday, they condo Sataba. We come against every demon at four, every hidden us under Mokoa, under Miss Sunday, I condo. We come against every Sunday of Mokoa, Sunday, every demon of a condo, every witchcraft worker, every voodoo worker, every Sunday of the Mosa, every sorcerer, Sidababa, every evil worker, every woodworker of Mosa. We come against that spirit of death in the mighty name of Jesus that had been sent out Kondosata. He signed the Kosor Roboko. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We know that our seeker never, your blood never lost the power, never loses the power, never loses the strength, never loses the ability. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, God. We thank you for the souls, God. We thank you, souls are being saved, souls are being delivered, souls are being set free, souls are crying out to you, God. We thank you for families of Soroto, God of Mosamico. Look on that man of Mosati Kandamosi, that woman, that girl, that boy that's being incarcerated on tonight, God. We need a miracle. We need a Sunday. God, we know you could able to work on their behalf. We know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. We thank you for your grace and mercy. God, extend your grace, God, Amosai. Set them out of the hands of the enemy, God. Set them out of the world's thunder roll, God. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Let them hold on to your word, God. Let them hold on to your word, Jesus. Don't let them give up. Don't let them quit, Lord. Look on the pastors, encourage them, God. Encourage their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them and be with them, oh God. Thank your local, your people, God, that don't have no jobs. Look on your people, God, that don't have places, God. But God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask. Father, we ask you to create a miracle for them, God. Create a miracle by their ideas. Create a miracle through their thoughts, God. And Father, we thank you for doors of being opened, God. We thank you for ways of being made even now, God. We thank you, you sent an angel on assignment working on their behalf, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. That child is coming back home. That husband, that wife is coming back home. That family is coming back together, Lord. In the name of Jesus, unite them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We glorify you for the body of Christ. We thank you for that man, that woman, to God, that stand up for the righteousness and stand up for truth. We thank you for that man that's standing up on the word of God. We thank you, God, and I'm more psycho. We come out of more sight, maybe Econor. We may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for the word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. You're directing our path for every step we make, every thought we make, God, every decision we make. You're the direction of God. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, united, oh, God. Look on our leaders, our government leaders, our government officials, oh, God. Look on them in the name of Jesus. You're the only one, God, can govern all, God. You're the only one can straight out the crooked places. And, Father, we thank you, God. We depending on you, Lord. We waiting on you, God. We believe you, oh, God. We're not giving up, God. We are not giving up, but we are rising up, God. We won't be quiet, God. We'll cry loud and spare not, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for your goodness and mercy, Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your people as your comfort of God. Those that are working on the front forces, those that are working in the outside of hospitals, Father, cover them. Those in the nursing home, cover them. Those that are working in the police force, cover them. Those that are working everywhere, Lord. You got to cover mercy, cover. Oh, God, if our families, oh, God, that family is worried about them, God. That family depending on them, Jesus. That family need them, oh God. They need the mothers. They need the fathers. They need the sisters. They need the brothers. They need the cousins. They need the nephews. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your miracle working power. Your miracle. Signs of wonder. Those that walk in the street. Those that are homeless. Those that are without. Those that have been taken advantage of. Father, you know all, God. And we able to, oh God, to bless them anyway, God. Oh, bless them. Bless them anyway, God. Open a door, open an avenue. Make a way out of no way, God. And we'll forever give you praise. We know you're able, God. We know you will, Jesus. And we think it's already done. We call it so in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood. And we call it so in Jesus' name tonight. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on that powerful, powerful prayer for you. We're going to give God some praise for Bishop right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Woo!
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to just remind you to hit *1 on your phone if you have a special prayer request that you want to share tonight as well. I don't want to make sure we don't forget anybody tonight. Hit *1, or you can text me at 404-401-0233, 404 888-401-0233 or hit *1 on your phone. I'll put you in queue for a prayer request tonight, and we'll share that with Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to bring in Minister Tamika. Minister Tamika, God bless you tonight.
God bless you. Thank you, Elder Kevin. Tonight, I just want to honor God. I thank God. Amen. Thank God for Bishop for that powerful prayer. We could have prayed another 15 minutes. Amen. Seemed like he was just getting started. His fire was just getting lit. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. Glory to God. And on tonight, I just want to encourage you. That on these times that we're going through, what we are facing in this earth, I just want to encourage you to lean and trust on the grace of God. Amen. For his word tells us that his grace is sufficient for us and that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. How many know that in these times our lives have changed, it has shifted, it has adjusted, it has readjusted. We have to refocus on things and just allow the grace of God to rest upon you as you go forth and realign your life. If you go forth and we have to change our daily routines, just allow the grace of God to rest upon you, and it takes the struggle out, amen. It takes the stress out, amen, the stress of our daily lives. So I just want to encourage you tonight to grab a hold of the grace of God and keep your hope alive, amen. For we know that Jesus Christ, he is our hope of glory, amen. So tonight I just say, focus on the grace of God. Let the grace of God lead you and guide you as you go about your day, and just know that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. In our most weakest moment, God is there with us. He's leading and he's guiding us, and he gives us the tool of grace to get through these things. Grace makes things easier. Grace makes things, it takes the struggle out, amen. Allow the grace of God to lead and the grace of God to rest upon you and to flow in your life on tonight, amen. Bless God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tamika. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Minister Tamika sharing words of wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. And I know Bishop prayed for our school system already, but Bishop, we had a prayer request for the school system. They got to make some serious and a lot of different variables, decisions that are going to affect our children in the school system. And we're talking about the administrators and the employees and of course, the teachers and the students and the parents. That's going to be a big impact on the way things are going to be done differently, and it's going to impact people differently. So we wanted to put a prayer out for that, Bishop, that came in for the school system, all the decisions they have to make, which I can't even think about all of them, but they got to make some decisions that's going to affect the lives of our children, their parents, and their of course, their schedules, and of course, the teachers and the entire system as well is going to be impacted in different ways. So we need God's covering, no doubt about that. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we wanted to make sure we covered everybody on prayer. So if you do have a prayer request, just hit *1 on the phone, and we'll get back to you, open up the line for you. *1 on the phone, we'll get you in queue. So I'll give you a few seconds for that, and then we'll turn it back over to Bishop as well. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, on prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. I just want to ask prayer certainly for pastors and leaders across the country. Certainly, we're living in a time and a season that things are shifting. Pastors are being challenged, having to make various adjustments. And so I just really want us to hold leaders and pastors up around the country and pray for this. And most of all, certainly pray for their wisdom and that we ourselves also ask God and inquire of God for love of wisdom so that we will know how to do what we need to do in this season. So we realize and know we're living in perilous times. Jesus mm-hmm. is certainly soon to come,
yes.
And he is most definitely our only answer,
yes.
And our only
yes.
hope. So we must certainly continue to pray. But my heart, my spirit goes out for leaders and pastors during this time.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's awesome wife, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Doc. Ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop has told us so many times, and in the ministry of Dr. Crenshaw as well, is that there is no other way. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the only way. And those listening around the globe, please understand that. We're not ashamed of that. Jesus Christ is the only way. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw's ministry in Jesus' mighty name. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you today. Amen.
For the school, the teachers, and the young people to get ready to go back to school and to college, Father, we thank you for your protection and your wisdom and your direction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that all things working together, Father, good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to his purpose. Father, we thank you for your angels protecting them and protection, God, around them as they make decisions of going back to school. But God, most of all, we ask for your protection of their lives and their souls, and ask the protection of God that their bodies will be, continue to be healed and be made well. God, we thank you for the protection of God that they have their spiritual eyes open and their ears tuned to what you say in this season. Father, we thank you for your protection even now as we pray. God, we pray for the pastors and the leaders. God, in this hour, the thing that we're going through, the thing that they're dealing with, the situation that have occurred in their lives, and nothing has occurred like this in their lives before. Father, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could think or ask. But most of all, we ask for wisdom, like Solomon asked for wisdom to lead your people, God. And Father, we know that you are no respecter of person. If you gave Solomon the wisdom, him made him the wisest man that ever lived, that you are able to give us wisdom as people of God and as leaders, as pastors, give them wisdom in this hour, in this season. And Lord, provide for them and make ways for them in every situation in their lives, in their personal lives, in their family lives, in their church lives. Father, we thank you, God, as you meet every need, Lord, meet every need. And Lord, let them be so confident in your word that know that you are going to bring it to pass. And Father, even as we pray that the COVID-19 will go away. We pray that you will dry it up by the blood of Jesus, as these prayers that we've gone up before you, as we have repented of our sins, we ask God you forgive us. We repent for the world. We repent for the nation of the wrongdoing. And we repent of those who not even admitted they have done the wrong things. Father, we repent. And Father, we know that you're able, God, if you cured all other types of disease, cancer and diabetes and all other types of disease, you are able, God, in the name of Jesus, to cure people that have COVID-19 that they don't even get it. Don't even get it. Regardless of what the new reporter says, regardless of what the people are saying, that they won't even get it, God. They won't even, no evil will come near that dwelling. No plague will be able to overtake them because we are children of God. And God, we thank you, and we plead the blood. We plead the blood, and we give you glory. The battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. The battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, you've been listening to Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Prayer. Oh, wow. Yeah, we have to continue to pray, ladies and gentlemen. I would encourage you, like myself, is to just up your prayer another level, right? Take your prayer level to another level as the Lord leads you, ladies and gentlemen. Take your prayer to another level where the Lord is leading you in that area. So we thank God for you. Praise God. All right. Praise God. We thank God for you, ladies and gentlemen. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Remember to always pray for your pastors and your evangelists and your apostles and bishops. Pray for all those who love the word, preach the word, and have responsibility over others, souls, and other peoples in the body of Christ. So pray for them. Please pray for them because they're doing a great work. And, of course, the enemy wants to try to shut them down, but the enemy is not in charge. I heard somebody say that, well, the devil don't like it, but he ain't in charge anyway. So we thank God for knowing that he is in charge in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. All right. Hey, thank you so much. for being with us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Another great week is coming up. We want you to have a powerful and productive week coming up. We want you to pray. Pray before you leave the house. Pray before you get out of bed. Whatever it takes, just make sure you are covered in prayer in the name of Jesus. And the enemy will start fleeing every way. I love it. Praise God. All right. Hey, we'll leave you with this and a song. We're going to leave you with Coco McMillan's Call on Jesus. But before that, they do always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time.
My call.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Yeah. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's only one name. That name is Jesus. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Have a great week, everybody. Get to work. Wash those hands and stay safe. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus.